wanna get messed up. When the times get rough, put your favorite record on, baby, and fill the bathtub up. You wanna say goodbye to your oldest friends with a good goddamn. Goddamn. Lay out your clothes. It's time to go. It's always dark as before the dawn. The sun never shows. You can say goodbye to your oldest friend. There's a good God damn. Maybe there's a good God damn. Maybe there's a good God damn. Maybe there's a good God damn. Could there be a good God damn? Could there be a good God damn? Maybe there's a good God.
Listening to CITR 101.9 FM. That was Arcade Fire's Good Goddamn. It's playing just as it came in the studio. I haven't listened to the record, but I think what we just heard were some of Win Butler's most controversial lyrics, and maybe the flagship or symbol around which all this hubbub about the new record from Canada's best nationalistic produce, Arcade Fire, where all that hubbub has come up from, the conceit of a teenage girl apparently preparing to take her own life, accompanied by Arcade Fire's music. So, an interesting turn, say the least, in that laconic, laid-back song. I mean, you know, we've heard Arcade Fire. It's queued up. It's CITR 101.9 FM. I should probably play something else other than let the music that was playing when I arrived continue on in perpetuity. Although, before that, we did hear Mike Allen's Nothing Changes, which has a lovely little piano outro. And I think today's episode is going to be about those lovely little moments, and if that is not immediately evident, then we can do our best to find our way there. If you're just tuned in now, again, this is CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting live from Vancouver, UBC, on unceded Coast Salish, Musqueam territory. This first album that we're going to hear from is called White African Power. Provocative title, obviously. It's by the Tanzania Albinism Collective, sort of a series of choral and solo pieces from peoples with albinism living in Tanzania. And it's overall got a very, it's a very interesting piece of protest music, a very lived piece of protest music from people who have a condition which places them under not just discrimination, in terms of access to resources, but places them into existential danger due to the cultural mores surrounding albinism. So we're going to listen to a bit of that. We're going to listen to two tracks, Life is Hard and We Live in Danger, from the Tanzania Albinism Collective. Again, this is from the album White African Power that just came out 2 months ago, I think. All right, and after that, we're going to hear something from Larkin Grimm's new album, folk artist Larkin Grimm, the album Chasing an Illusion. And, you know, we'll talk about those nice little moments. And I'm going to excuse myself and go get a nice bit of tap water, settle in, delicious, sparkling, Cascadian tap water, and, you know, enjoy.
Dunia ni nzito bwana inani elemea Choki wivunja vilema vya roho Magonjwa mazito bwana yanani elemea Mimi maskini bwana nitakwenda wapi Mimi ni yatima bwana sina pa kulala Mimi ni mjane bwana sina msaada Tegemeo langu kwako Yesu niokoe Mimi maskini bwana nitakwenda wapi Mimi ni yatima bwana sina msaada Mimi ni mjane bwana sina msaada Tegemeo langu kwako Yesu niokoe
Olijaluta ho, olijaluta ho, olijaluta ho, olijaluta ho, olijaluta ho, olijaluta ho, olijaluta ho.
Yele kwenda mpe, ole ni kaka, wabu mlema. Ya ya ya, ya ya ya. Ya 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 Yeah, 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 yeah,
If you want to hear something nice, you know, according to the common knowledge around nice sweet things, is that often there are detours on side streets. We are going to play some Larkin Grimm, and we just heard some music from the Tanzania Albinism Collective. I might return to that later on in the show, but in the meantime, I actually thought, hey, why not? Some J.P. Carter, the Vancouver-based saxophonist J.P. Carter, his recent album Toy and Tool. This is King's Way.
I'm structure for Carrie and Linda. Pearls, pearls of pearls. Pearls, pearls of garlic. Pearls, pearls of leaves. Pearls, garlic of pearls. Pearls, garlic of garlic. Pearls, garlic of leaves. Pearls, leaves of pearls. Pearls, leaves of garlic. Pearls, leaves of leaves. Garlic, pearls of pearls. Garlic, pearls of garlic. Garlic, pearls of leaves. Garlic, garlic of pearls. Garlic, garlic of garlic. Garlic, garlic of leaves. Garlic, leaves of pearls. Garlic, leaves of garlic. Garlic, leaves of leaves. Leaves, pearls of pearls. Leaves, pearls of garlic. Leaves, pearls of leaves. Leaves, garlic of pearls. Leaves, garlic of garlic. Leaves, garlic of leaves. Leaves, leaves of pearls. Leaves, leaves of garlic. Leaves, leaves of leaves.
Okay, hello, welcome again. This is CITR 101.9 FM. For those of you just tuning in, it's queued up currently. We'll be queued up until 4 p.m. We just heard a few things. That incredible little poetic piece of poetry. Poetic piece of poetry. You can take that home with you, by the way. This is the kind of wordplay you're going to get on this program today. I'm very tired. That little bit of poetry is from Dick Higgins. And his work, well, you know, is available. But in this case, I believe this is the first time Dick Higgins has been made available on vinyl. And it's being released through Sean McCain's excellent, excellent label, Recital. You might be aware of Recital for a variety of reasons. For one, well, Sean McCain releases his own fantastic music through it. Ian William Craig, the infamous Vancouver artist, well, Vancouver by way of Edmonton artist, Ian William Craig, who now works at UBC. So fans, you know, please, no, sorry, that was a strange tangent. I'm like, gotta go in that direction. Gosh, I'm tired. Dick Higgins, yes, his work being printed on vinyl for the first time, the English Fluxus artist, developer of metadrama. In this case, his work being printed on the vinyl, poems and meta-poems, the idea of meta-poetry, meta-drama, of identifying the minute, sharp, emotional detail, making it minimal, rendering it in a minimal sense, but using it to its utmost power. And in this case, as with the poem we just heard, structure, finding the power that repetition and rolling an idea over in your mind again and again in all its variegated tendencies and forms, the power that that can bring. So that's on Recital right now. It's an incredible record. I highly recommend you go search it out if you are at all interested in poetry. But, you know, you're also probably familiar with Dick Higgins. Why am I explaining it to you in this case? You are the expert. I am just a vessel. Before that, we heard Julian Hu, the track Constipated Sky. I think we've been feeling that way for the past few weeks, looking up above at this oven box that we live in. In the future, that is a far-off dream, a Hollywood fiction seeming to make itself very real, manifest in our everyday lives. Of course, you know, I think there's an idea living here on the West Coast that it's apart from it all. It's like a bit of a haven, you know. It's, we're close to nature, close to, unlike our brethren inland. And, of course, everything's connected. Everything's connected. So, yeah, there's your armchair philosophizing for these 3 minutes. Again, before we heard Dick Higgins and Julian Hu, we heard J.P. Carter with the track King Sway. And before that, we heard some tracks from the Tanzanian Albinism Collective. White African Power is the name of that album. And I'm quite liking it, too. So again, I think we're going to listen to another short track from the Tanzanian Albinism Collective. Some context from liner notes. In 2016, producer Ian Brennan traveled to Ukerewe, the largest inland island in Africa, which can only be reached by an overpacked four-hour ferry ride. Is a place so remote that historically people often travel there to abandon their children with albinism, and now serves as a haven for many with the condition. There, he worked with members of the Standing Voice community who volunteered for songwriting workshops, being encouraged to write about their experiences and to express what they want to others about their existence. And, of course, you know, at its best, you want protest music to make itself available, make the tools accessible for people to communicate their message on their own terms. And I think this album makes some pretty cool strides in that regard. So we're going to listen to the track Happiness. And then afterwards, Larkin Grimm, like I mentioned earlier, let's give that a listen. Okay. This is Cue It Up on CITR 101.9 FM. Stay tuned.
Kwa mbali
Hey, wow, what a turn. Here we are, again, in the studio, queued up, CITR 11.9 FM. How's it going? We just heard a track from Larkin Grimm, American folk artist Larkin Grimm, her new album, Chasing an Illusion. With that, we're going to go from the metaphysical to the extremely physical, the super physical, the extreme physical forces of momentum and inertia and gravity, of pulsing light and star dust and cosmic vibrations. Very physical stuff. Very physical. This is from the new Soul Jazz compilation, Space, Energy, and Light. This track is called Midnight, and please enjoy.
Thank you.
Well, now, wasn't that something? So it's from Tim Blake, track Midnight. Before that, we heard some Larkin Grimm. Tim Blake, synthesizer artist, known for working with Hawkwind. And again, if you enjoy this kind of music, highly recommend checking out Soul Jazz's new compilation, Space, Energy, and Light. Energy and Light. So we're going to go to some messages after that. You know what? Come back. It's going to stay spacey. Going to stay toony. Well, I'll deserve a little rest. And that's the truth. CITR, 101.9 FM. Nailed it.
The 17th annual Rastafest Reggae Festival is this weekend in Toronto. Starts on Thursday and goes till Sunday, August 20th at the historic Black Creek Pioneer Village's North property. Features headliners Kabaka Pyramid, Bushman, Nana McLean, Jay Douglas, Carl Henry, and Iawata, plus other artists from Canada, the U.S., and the Caribbean. For more details, go to rastafest.com.
LGBTQ2I Night is a positive space for folks to learn about bike maintenance in a relaxed environment led by queer mechanics and volunteers. It takes place on the fourth Wednesday of every month at the Bike Kitchen on UBC's campus. Bring your own bike and fix them with our tools, come with questions and ask away, or learn by watching other folks work on their bikes. Beginners are always welcome. This event is entirely free to attend and there will be free pizza. For more information, visit bikecoop.ca.
See live birds of prey dive, soar, and go off to explore the local site Sunday, August 13th at the Terra Nova Rural Park. Visitors can meet the birds, score some close-up photos, and gain insight into the challenges these birds face in the wild. Light demonstrators take place at 11:30 a.m., 1:30 p.m., and 3:30 p.m., with some educational talks in between. The event is suitable for all ages, and admission is free. Hosted by the City of Richmond and supported by the Richmond Nature Park Society. For more information on the Raptor Festival and other upcoming events, visit www.richmond.ca/parks programs.
Dave Radio, Fridays at noon on CITR.
Wow, wow, Dave.
Oh, there you go. See, I learned a lot there. And you will too. You can too. Well, I mean, again, you're the ones who know. I'm just here. I'm just, I don't even exist, really. I'm my only exhaust, my only output, waves that I'm quote-unquote sending through the air right now only exist insofar as this machinery is functioning and operating and continues, and my decisions are informed by that context. And as a result, I absolve myself of any responsibility for any of the things you might have heard over this last hour. Got 20 minutes left. Coming up at 4, we got Shoes on a Wire, the fantastic talk show from Malin. I don't mean talk as in round panel Jimmy Kimmel style show. I mean subjects, spoken word content, essays, documentaries, interviews, really good stuff. So stay tuned for that. Coming up now, got some music from Kilkhofer from the label Marionette, based out of Toronto, the electroacoustic label Marionette. It's on a recent split, the Berlin artist Heimbach, album called Acosta, and the song is called Russ. So there you go. That's a complete package. Stay tuned. Thank you. So you got about 12 minutes left in the show. You just heard a track from Kiltrofer, Swiss artist. The Split Acosta, which is released with Heinbach on Marionette, based out of Toronto. There you go. All the names, all the locations packaged up for you. The track was called Russ. I like what you hear. Really recommend you check out Marionette Label Records. Is good. Hashtag. This is Ramsey currently. Ramsey, fantastic artist. Based out of Vancouver for the last few years. Not as of late. Not as of late. Ramsey has moved. But for a few years based out of Vancouver. And prior to that, Montreal. This is the track Messiah from an album released on Red Eye. I'm very tired. I'm sleepy. The heavy gaze of the sun. Gaze and the gauze, as a matter of fact. They're settling in. Had a bit of a tumble this morning. Hit my head. I'm gonna take a nap very soon. It's not a concussion thing. There's a light scratch. The nap is for entirely cosmetic purposes to alleviate this dead gaze that settled on my face. Yeah, so we're gonna listen to this, which is great. Hey, shut up so you can hear more of it. Then we're gonna listen to some Edna King. He's gonna be playing at New Forms this fall. Very cool. New Forms happening in September 28th to 30th this year. And, then we're going to go to the next show. Shoes on a Wire still. Mal and Taylor's fantastic spoken word program. Definitely be sure to check it out. All right. Thank you.
I dreamed last night that there was a man sitting in the corner of our room in a blue armchair. I don't remember feeling particularly anxious when I fell asleep. I looked at my partner and said, "This is a dream, right? I know I'm dreaming. This is not real." And I repeated that to myself over and over as reassurance. This is not real. This is not real.
This is not real.
Wow, hey, what a show. That was Edna King, Toronto, with the track Dreams. So now on the Pressurize EP, and Edna King is going to be performing at New Forms this year. And bet you can tell what I'm dreaming about. Hey! Anyhow, before that, we heard Ramsey, the track Messiah from the new Night EP, which was, I think, released on Mood Hut. Oh, gosh, I can't sort out all the terrible rambling, the fact and the fiction. So best to end this as quickly as possible and make way for something new and fresh. Again, coming up next, Shoes on a Wire, rundown of what we heard today. Heard three tracks from the Tanzanian Albinism Collective. Really highly recommend you check that out. We heard excerpt from the J.P. Carter track King Sway. Heard Julian Hove's Constipated Sky. Dan Higgins' Structure. Dan Higgins' Spoken Word, Spoken Poetry. First vinyl print on Recital. An amazing label. Check that out. We heard something from Larkin Grimm's new album. Heard Tim Blake's Midnight. Tim Blake of Hawkwind. Ooh, what a rush. And after that we heard Killchauffeur song Russ. Ramsey with Messiah. And again, Edna King's Dreams. Yes. That was great, wasn't it? So tune in again next week. And maybe it'll be a bit more high energy. Or maybe, you know, it's like another nice little detour. Me, myself, gonna nod off for a bit in the corner and hopefully not disturb the incoming host too badly. Stay tuned. This is CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting live from Vancouver, UBC, on unceded Coast Salish, Hunkaminam speaking, Musqueam territory. Goodbye.
African Rhythms every Friday from 7:30 to 9 o'clock with your host David Love Jones as he plays a heavyweight selection of classics from the past, present, and future. This includes jazz, soul, hip-hop, Afro-Latin, funk, and eclectic Brazilian rhythms.
Lots of people, they take it like a game.